Blog Talk Radio.
There's still so much more worth fighting for. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. There's still much more to fight for. Sometimes we get so relaxed. Yeah. Victory is mine. Hallelujah. Is mine. Oh. I'm so happy. Victory is mine. But see, the thing is that we look at our present situation and circumstances and we get caught. caught up in what it looked like. But if we can look beyond where we are, there is still much more to fight for. Good God Almighty. See, we have not yet begun to see the goodness of the Lord. But my soul right now wants to cry out and say, hallelujah, Lord, for what you have already done. I don't know about you all, but I'm feeling a little churchy today. And since I'm feeling a little churchy today, I just want to talk to you just for a little while. See, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, but there's still much more than fighting for. See, the anointing that God has placed in your life is worth fighting for. Don't let nobody rob you out of your anointing. There's people today that are designed by Satan and the adversary. Some of them don't even know what they're doing. But they have gotten in cahoot with Satan. And Satan has used them to rob you of your anointing. Oh, somebody need to shout glory around me this morning. Let me get into this here broadcast. Thank you all once again for tuning in to the Time of Transfer, where God is moving in ministry. Oh, God has done a wonderful thing. See, we have seen the works of the Lord. And we have watched God move in people's life in this ministry. And we are thankful that we are connected to the church. See, God blessed the church. And he blessed what connected to the church. Good God Almighty. And you got to understand some things. It ain't just about you. A lot of your anointing comes to you because who you're connected to. Good God Almighty. Let me go ahead and pray. Because that's a whole other topic right there. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day. God, you'd have to do it, but since you decided to see, do it, and let us be on this side of the living, we say thank you, Lord. Oh, that's much more for us to fight for. God, right now, oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to move in our present situations and circumstances. Father, don't let us get caught up, Father, in mess and drama, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask you right now as we shift to your glory. We say thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you have already done in our life. Oh, God, we magnify, we glorify your name. Oh, God, we say hallelujah. Because, God, it's all about you and not about us. So as I decrease, you increase, God. Let these lips of clay be the words as you speak through my mouth, Father. Let it become acceptable, Father, and let it be healed in grace for someone, Father. Oh, God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that every man and woman and child that listen to this broadcast, Father, we say thank you and bless them and move in their life, Father. Oh, God, we say move right now. All through leadership throughout this world, Father. Oh, God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just say thank you for another opportunity to come to the throne of grace, boldly and courageous, Father. The many prayer requests that we have gotten, Father, we ask you right now, Father, to intercede for those people right now, Father, as we are your significant purpose, your servant, Father. We are your intercessors, Father. So right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we request right now, God, that you move, Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is so that Zion will rejoice. In your son Jesus' name, this is our prayer. Amen. Oh, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Oh, let me get to this lesson. Those of you who have been a blessing to ministry, we want to thank you all once again. And we ask you your prayer requests. You can inbox us. You can email them. You can go to www.uptopministry.org and send in your many prayer requests and anything that you have, any kind of request that you have, to the ministry. Also, we ask you those who have been sowing and those who have been sending in your, whatever you send, we ask you to continue to send it to 3327 15 Court North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35234. Now, let me get into this lesson. Got all that out the way. Got to get into this lesson. We're in part two of our series today. Some things are hard to come back from. There's some things that in your life. That's some things that you have done in your life. It's hard coming back from. There's some things that have caught you off guard, that you put yourself in a situation, and it's hard coming back out of that situation because you keep the remembrance of it in you. I'm going somewhere with this. Turn to the book of Hosea, and we're in chapter 1, and we went from verse 1 through 5. That's where we took up at. And we're going to continue to go in and read. That is our study. That is our study verses for this lesson. We want you to continue to go there, and we're getting ready to move into our day's lesson. Our topic for today is that every woman is not a preacher's wife. Good God, man. I know I'm getting a world of trouble on this. Let me just go here with you. I just got to get into this. This is when I looked at this lesson, and I said, Lord, I've been away for so long. I feel the left. I feel that you have left me here to see the things that I have occurred, things that have coming up to me, and see what I recognize, the attacks on ministry, the attacks on my life, and what the devil has cooked up on me. And I sit back, Lord, and I wonder, and I wait patiently on you. And I yet went and preached and teach the gospel. So I was wondering what would be next. And the Lord said, there's some things that you do, son, that is going to be hard for you to come back from. You got to be in remembrance of the things that you do in your life. So I said, okay, Lord. So I went in and I started researching. We went into the introduction of this series, Some Things Are Hard to Come Back From. So today, every woman is not a preacher's wife. The reason why we say this is because there are many women of God, and I shouldn't just say every woman, should say every man, not an evangelist or a prophetess or a pastor or a woman of God, husband, either. It goes both ways. I don't want you to think that I'm picking on a woman, but it goes both ways. There are some people that we've connected to don't have the interest of the ministry. They like what the ministry provides for them, but they do not have the same interest that you have in ministry. Who am I talking to here today? Hosea, he seems to have noticed a change in Gomer at this time, right? She became restless and unhappy. She's like a bird trapped in a cage. This is her thought pattern. See, while the man of God went on preaching and encouraging the wayward nation to turn from the sin and trust God for deliverance from the threat of surrounding nation, he said, returning to the Lord was his theme of his message, right? And he preaches repeatedly with power. There's a lot of preaching and ain't no power. The reason why there's no power in our preaching is we have been robbed of our anointing. Somebody shout glory in me. We have hooked up with some people that have robbed us out of our anointing. Good God. Oh, y'all are not going to like me here today. And it has caused the biggest problem in ministry. It ain't just the people in ministry that you have to deal with. It's the person that you have confined in, the person that you have made your husband or your wife, that causing some of the biggest problems in ministry. See, they like what ministry provides, but for the sake of ministry and what it entails of them to do, they have grown restless of it. They have lost interest in it. Oh, Jesus. Y'all want to talk? And they feel like they have trapped themselves. And since they feel like a trapped bird, now they're acting in their emotions. So they're keeping up more mess. And they come in with more attitudes than the people in church. Somebody shout glory. So before you get to the ministry, before you get to the house of the Lord, you deal with more problems in your house than you do in the church. Because that person has lost interest in the ministry. But yet it's still, you thought you can bring them to a point in ministry. You've seen them, they look good. They look like the trophy in most cases. That's go male and female. They look good. You figure they had a little word in them. And they showed you at the very beginning that they was willing to work. They were just like Jose and Gomer marriage at the beginning. It was real nice. It was comfortable. It was pleasing. And he said, oh, God, you have blessed me. Even when he got his son, Zerah, he said, oh, God, you have blessed me. But there are some things in Gomer life that is hard for her to come back from. Good God Almighty. There are some things that God allows us to see so that it'll make her stronger in ministry. See, you got to understand, her job was to do what she's supposed to do for the ministry. And why I say that is that, listen to this now, this is very careful. Every child that she produces is going to remind the man of God on how the children of Israel act. Good God Almighty. There's some children that you have produced remind you of your past. The first thing we do when our child act out is, I don't know where she get, I don't know where he get those ways, their attitude from, I don't know where he get them. We ain't never done nothing like this. Oh, yes, you have done something like this here. Remember if you think about the things that you have done, they have not brought what you have done to pass. Somebody shout glory here today. Oh, y'all ain't gonna like me on this lesson, I know. But, so, he preached. And she lost interest. According to chapter 6, verse 1 and 14, verse 1, he went out and he did what the Lord asked. But Gomer seemed less and less interested in his ministry. There are a lot of people, I know I'm talking to the right people here today. There are a lot of men and women of God who have chose husband and wife that started off good in ministry, but now they have grown less and less interested in the ministry. The first thing they say now is, that is not my ministry. God did not give me that to do. He gave it to you. Who am I talking to here today? But the fact is, she may have grown to resent it. A lot of you men, a lot of the women and men that you all have married have grown to resent ministry because you spend so much time in ministry. It requires them to give up so much freedom time that now the church people are requiring the time of the man and woman of God. So now you're all in the same situation as Gomer. Your partners start resenting the ministry. At first, it was good, but now it ain't grown old to them. Somebody shout glory to me today. See, they really didn't have the intent that you thought they really had. They just liked what you was able to provide for them. As long as you provided for them, they was all right. What entails of the ministry in depth to them has their interest and focus gone, because they didn't really get in it for that reason. They got in it because they seen a way of life, a good way of life to them. Oh, somebody shout glory here today. I said, Lord, what are you trying to tell us at this particular time in our life about this message? What are you trying to tell us, Lord? You give us a message like this. It is that we all desire to have a mate. And our mate starts off good. I hear you, Holy Ghost, here. And our mate starts off Everybody, it's hand for hand. We're 50-50. We're going at it. They're willing to go the extra mile. But as the ministry go on, as the work go on, as the chores go on, as it go more in detail, the truth of the matter comes out. The real reason why they're connected to you now comes to the forefront. See, you thought you can take them from where they were in life and bring them and set them on the pedestal. And while you were sitting them on the pedestal, you didn't know that you was creating more confusion, more mess, not only in their life, but in the ministry life. Because what you seen was something that looked good, smelled good, feel good, you had to have. Somebody shout glory around me now. And what has happened and what has transpired now in the ministry is a lot of confusion about to happen. You forgot the things that they've really been through in their life. You didn't pay attention to where they were in their life. You thought you was God in himself, that you can change them from what they used to be. But you cannot change somebody from where they used to be if they're not willing to reconcile and repent wholeheartedly to serve the Lord. God is not the center of the focus of their life. You got them because they had a little prayer life, or they know the little scriptures. And you say, well, this is where I need to be, because you can help me. And the more you see, the more you realize, hallelujah. What happened is they found that you were more in the world than he was. And the ministry that you perceive that you have was not what you told them it was. Now the light has come on. Now the truth has been revealed. And now you're out in the open. Somebody shout glory here today. And since you're in the open, it's hard now to serve God in a place where you're supposed to be. Somebody shout glory here now. Ooh, Jesus, help me here. I got a teacher. Preach it with fire. And I hear, Hosea, he said, return unto the Lord. Good God Almighty. In other words, repent now wholehearted. Return back to the Lord. See, because what you're about to do is make a bigger mess than you can possibly ever imagine. And it's going to be hard for you to come back from this hill. You get yourself into this situation, it's going to be hard for you to come back. Somebody I'm talking to today is about to hook up to the wrong hookup. And the Lord says it's going to be hard for you to come back off of this. Somebody shout glory here today. Ooh, Jesus. So she resents. She grew to resent it. She probably even accused Hosea of thinking more about preaching than he did her. She began to find other interests to occupy herself. See, I know God, hallelujah. Oh, Manasina, blessed right now, God. Oh, Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost, right here. See, let me show you something here. I hear you, Holy Ghost, here. We think we can save people. God has to save them, has to deliver them wholeheartedly. Here is a woman that lost interest because the man of God spent more time in ministry instead of her working wholeheartedly in ministry and making God the center and the focus of her life. Her interest level went back to the world. You remember, he brought her out of the world, and since he brought her out of the world, she was still carrying some stuff. See, there's some people that connected to you still carrying some stuff in their life. Oh, Jesus, and since they're carrying this stuff, it's going to be hard for you to change them. You're going to have to give that over to the Lord. See, because it is nothing that you can do. They got to want to be set free from the things that they are carrying. You cannot set them free. I don't care how good you are to them, you're going to have to let them go to the throne of grace and repent wholeheartedly and come back to the Lord, because the things that they are facing is going to be hard for them to come back from. Oh, Jesus, right now. I feel your Holy Ghost right now. Oh, Jesus. So, she found other interests. You know you got wives right now, and they find other interests and things they need to do. They find they come up with other stuff that they want to do besides going into the ministry with you. They're tired of going on the road. They're tired of doing this here. They're tired of doing that there. So they find other interests that will get them back to a place in their comfort zone where they are. You learn a lot from them if you sit back and just watch. But you can't sit back and watch because you got your emotion too tied. Now your emotion are tied to the mess. And you're trying to get God to bless you in this. Wow. Oh, Jesus. So she found some other interest to occupy her time, herself, right? And she spent more and more time away from home. Listen to this. She went back to her old life. You can't preach to her. You can't deliver her. You can't set her free. She went back. She went back to her own way of life. So the dangers are great when a husband and a wife have fewer interests in common. Good God of mine. Oh, y'all got to work with me here. See, sometimes he goes his way and she goes hers. In other words, you go do what you want to do, and I go do what I want to do. And what it have bring in is separation in the midst of the relationship. And once separation starts building up in the relationship, it starts to create a problem. They each have their own set of friends. Oh, and there is little communication to bring their two worlds together. Oh, Jesus. Who am I talking to here today? Somebody shout glory here. So since this is the problem, then you see now that the mess that has been created. That's why every man, every woman is not a preacher, wife, or husband. They're not. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you look at it. I don't care. The Lord said, man should not live alone. You're absolutely right. But he told you to wait on the Lord so that you won't make this mistake. It's the reason why this lesson here, so that we will make the mistakes that we've been making. We have done more harm in ministry doing what we want to do, trying to occupy our flesh. It has created more havoc in ministry than anything. Because we have been dealing with ourselves and our pride. And there's a reason why so many men and women, God, been married 2 and 3 times already. Enough is enough. Return it to the Lord. Oh, y'all don't want to have no church with me. Because of preoccupation with his work, preoccupied with his work, may be a major contribution factor to cleavage. Or it may be a wife growing involvement in outside activity is a subsequent neglect of the home. It may simply be his interest in the things of the Lord on the part of either the husband or the wife. But it set the scene for a great climax. See, husband and wife need to do things together and take an interest in each other's activity. See, not only are you listening to this here, but this is a very inspiring story that God has given us about the man of God. The very inspiring story. See, the responsibility is clearly laid upon Gomer rather than Jose. She did not share her husband's love for God. Oh, good God Almighty. In this case, she did not share her husband's love places where you are that your husband may not share your love for God. There's a lot of marriage today. You don't have to be a man or woman of God. You can be a child of God. You can be trying to live right. There's a lot of men and women come to church today. Their husbands stay at home or their wives stay at home because they don't have the same interest. They don't have the same love for God. If you share the same interest, the same love for God, then both of you will be at church on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Whenever the doors open at church, you'll be there because the love of God succeeds over everything. So you won't worry about that. You won't have to worry about, did you go to church today? You will be on the same accord. Everything in the house. We will do like Joshua said. Joshua said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Not for me and my house, you go your way and I go my way. No, sir. So since this is such an inspiring story, and the responsibility was laid upon Gomer rather than Hosea because she did not share her husband's love, the same love for God. Now, your situation may be different. And if it is different, then you can understand what's going on. And the only way you can correct this is that you both have to learn how to operate on one accord. You both have to learn how to do things together, not separate. It makes no sense, man, that your wife is at church and you're at home watching a football game or the basketball game or you're somewhere fishing, doing whatever. Your wife is there and you are not there. Your children ain't there and you ain't there. And your only person there is your wife. Or your wife and children there and you ain't there. What happened to the head? So that brings us second. To this here. I want you to understand. See, the scripture does not give us the details of what happened, but what it does say will permit us for some speculation in this thing concerning the progress 10 that led to the tragic situation we eventually discover. Gomer absent from home probably grew from frequent and prolonging as soon as Hosanna was feeling plagued of his suspicions about her faithfulness to him. See, that's an honor. Relationship need this here. You need to go back and read this lesson here. See, because he feels the same way as some men and women feel today in their relationship with their husband and wife, with their spouse. And they become suspicious of your faithfulness. Good God or not. Somebody shout glory here today. So he laid awake at night and wrestled with his fear. See, God is an awesome God. See, he put this here for a reason. Because he knew we would be going through this stuff today. So, man, woman, you ain't did nothing that has already been done. What you need to go back and see how God handled the situation so it allows you to be able to handle the situation godly the way it's supposed to. So he did Hosanna, he wrestled with himself and his fears. He preached with a heavy heart during the day. And at night, he wrestled with himself and fear. Man, that's hard on a preacher. That is too much. That's hard on preaching. And I tell people today, it's hard trying to serve God in a place where you're supposed to be. That's hard on a preacher. So here it is, the man of God, he's wrestling with himself at night. He preaches every morning, every day with a heavy heart. He don't know where his wife is gone. And vice versa, the wife don't know where her husband is gone. So she brother had a hard doing the day, and his suspicions were confirmed when Goma got pregnant again. Good God Almighty. See, that's some things. See, well, we got to understand some things here, right? That everything that has been happening in marriages, if you go back to this chapter, it'll bring you to par. It'll allow you to see outside things happening in a marriage, how things go, the suspicions, all of that stuff, and it'll show you how you're supposed to deal with them. If you go into a marriage counselor, a coach, whatever they call themselves, life coach today, they need to first take you to the book of Hosea, and they need to be able to explain to you. They need to be able to go there in depth so to pull out so it becomes reality to you. This is what's going on in your life. This is how God handled it. This is what needs to happen. She got pregnant again. It was a girl this time. And Jose was convinced that the child was not here. At God's direction, he called her Lohama, which means unnupper or uninvolved, implying that she would not enjoy her true father love. Wow. Man, it's a whole nother lesson. This is a whole nother lesson. So you all got to listen to them. You all got to catch me in the revival. You got to catch this here because I have enough time to really break all of this down. You got to listen to this thing here. He was convinced because his wife went on the outside. Some of us have had spouses that went on the outside and have other children, and we don't share that we are not loving them. They're not getting the full love from us. They are impotent. They're not. We're not treating them like we would treat the ones that we have birthed out or the ones that we have conceived ourselves, and we're treating everyone different. The reason why is because you need to read the book right now to get an understanding of what's going on in today's world, the 21st century. You need to go, and it has not just started in the 21st century. It's been going on for so long, and this is why. This what your grandfather or your father did with the women's on the outside, it is in the book. God has shown you how to deal with this problem now. This has been going on. God has already prepared a table for us in the presence of our enemies. We need to be able to verify who is the enemy and what he's doing. Satan has no preference in what he does. He's ruthless. He's crafty. He's dirty. He will try to rob you of your anointing the best way he could. Whatever your appetite and your compassion is, you will find Satan operating in it. She went back to her way of life. And it's hard coming back from some stuff. Good God Almighty. Ooh, some things are just hard coming back from. Ooh, Jesus, let me go on down here. So she would not enjoy her true father love. Again, the name was symbolic of Israel, wondering. Listen to this, how this relationship God identified with how the children of Israel was acting. Now, let me go back to the 21st century. This is the same thing we're doing like the Israelites. We are wandering away from God. We're taking matters up under our own hand. We're wandering from God's love and his discipline. She was soon experienced. I tell people, I was just talking to a friend of mine earlier, and I was telling them about God forgive us of our sins, but the consequences of them sins we're going to have to deal with. Good God Almighty. He forgive us of the sins, but the consequences of them, we will deal with them. She soon was experiencing it as well. Grandma was soon going to. But even that, spiritual message could not smooth the prophet's troubled soul. Wow, my. See, when you get emotion attached, you get so emotion into it, and you everything is gone. You have given your all. It's hard coming back from broken relationships. It's hard coming back from mistreating. It's hard coming back from biting persecution. When you gave your all, some stuff hard to come back from. But you carry a remnant of those things with you. No sooner had little Lohanna been wearing than Gomer conceived again. Oh, good God Almighty. It was another boy. God told Jose to call him Lohanna, which means not my people or no kin of mine. Good God Almighty. Its symbol, Israel alienated from Jehovah God. But it also exposed Goldman's sinful escapades. That child was born in Hosanna's house, was not his. Good God Almighty. Here it is again. See, I'm telling you, your way, some ways, when you go back, it's hard coming back from this stuff. Man, you got to understand this thing. We try to make people be what we think they should be. We cannot save them. It takes them to surrender to God wholeheartedly. It takes them to do a full repentance. Because if not, they're going to find themselves drifting back to their old ways. Somebody shout glory here. Oh, let me hurry up. It was all out in the open now. Everyone knew about Gomer's affair. See, let me show you how bad this stuff is, men and women of God, when you hook up to men and women that does not share the same interest in ministry with you. Now, everybody know your business. So now, since everybody know your business, now it's embarrassing to ministry. You have now did more harm to ministry than you can ever do. Because where that's a soul need to be saved, they don't want to come there because they see you living just as once a day living in the world. I know y'all don't want me to preach like this. I got to preach this. Jesus, I got to preach it. While the entire second chapter of Hosanna prophecy describes Jehovah's relationship, what? With his unfaithful wife, Israel, it is difficult to escape the feeling that is growing out of Hosanna's relationship with Gomer, sandwiched as it is between two chapters that clearly describe that sad and solitary story. He pleaded with her in chapter 2, verse 2. He pleaded with her bad. He treated to disinherit her and chapter 2 and verse 3. But still she ran off with her lovers because they promised the lavish material things of her. Good God Almighty. Somebody say ouch. See, this is a problem with ministry today. When you bring a man or woman into ministry, preachers, everybody's not a preacher wife. Everybody's not an evangelist or prophetess husband. Pastor husband, whatever title y'all take, they're not your husband. So you need to be able to identify what you're hooking up with. Some people, they're just because of what the ministry brings to them. They like what the ministry offers, but they don't want no parts of doing the work of the ministry. They grow restless and tired of the ministry. They get disinterested, so their mind is preoccupied with doing something else. But they like the benefits of ministry. So she continued to seek her companions in sin. And 2 and 7, Hosanna would take her back in loving forgiveness, and they would try again. But her repentance would be short-lived, and soon she would be off again with a new lover. Good God Almighty. Who am I talking to here today? Somebody shout glory. Let me get down here. I got to get down here a little bit further. Then the final blow fell. They got to look at this thing here.